بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, Almighty Allah, He is the one who gives us life. أَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى. Allah is the one who gives us death. And when we live in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us good times. He makes us happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world again, He'll put us through difficulties which will make us sad. أَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَى and أَنَّهُ هُوَ أَمَاتَ وَأَحْيَى. It is Allah, the Almighty, who will give us life and death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ, that every soul shall taste death. And there is no one in this world that can escape death. Doesn't matter how much money they have in the account. Doesn't matter how much power they have in the community. Doesn't matter how much people, how much backup, how much men they have for their protection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fixed death for every single one of us. A day will come that we will leave, exit this world. And this is to happen to every single one of us. Where Allah says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. My dear brothers and sisters, death does not come to us at our old age. This is deception from shaitan. Shaitan will make us think we've got 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 60 years left to enjoy our life. Enjoy this world. This is the amal, this is the work of shaitan. That enjoy what you have in this world. Where Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, that the life of this world is nothing but deception. That if we get our hearts and link our hearts with this world, this will blind us from the remembrance of Allah and our beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to your people, say to your ummah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, say to them, if they love Allah, if they really love Allah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, then tell your ummah, O beloved Prophet, صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ, then tell them to follow your ways. Tell them to love you and follow your ways. Follow the sunnah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yuhibbukumullah, Allah will love them, Allah will love you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ghafoorur Rahim, most merciful, most forgiving. My brothers and sisters, this world that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, this we are here for a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created hell. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world. Before those two abodes, before those two places, everyone will pass this stage one. And this is the world. This is where whatever we do, whatever we say, on the day of Qiyamah, when everything, when our death comes to us, the actions that we have done will be completed, will stop. When death comes to a man, along with his death, his actions will be stopped. From this we understand, before death comes to us, we to live the life eternally in Jannah, we need to prepare in this world. And we need to wake ourselves up from deception of shaitan, where he's making us, oh, we're still young. Can our youth guarantee us that we will live for another 10 years? Can our youth, our strength, our health, our wealth guarantee us that we will live for another 20 years? My brothers, no. We hear every time people leaving this world, dying all in different ages. So there is no guarantee, but shaitan will make us think we have plenty of time. But remember, when death will come to a person, this is the end of the action. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. The smallest of deeds that a man does, the size of atom, on the day of Qiyamah, that will be put in front of him. Let it be good deeds, خَيْرًا يَرَهُ أَوْ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Let it be good deeds that is done size of atom, or let it be the bad deeds that is done size of an atom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring them all forward. So this is the place, world is the place for me and you to prepare for the life hereafter. Because when death comes to a person, only at that time where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send angels before the soul is taken out. Before the soul is taken out, Allah will send angels down. It's an authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The angels will come down. There's two groups. Either the angels of mercy will descend, or angels of punishment. And we do pray, all of us need to pray, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all a good death. That Allah is pleased with us. How can we do this? Is from now we make a change. That from today I will please my Lord. I will put my religion in front of me. Why? Because in the Quran it says, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Mankind has given preference to the life of this world than the hereafter. But the life hereafter is everlasting and it is better. Because we have given preference to this world, we need to make this change, my brothers and sisters, that from today we put our deen, our religion, our purpose in front of us. So at the time when Allah, we meet our Lord, we are happy with our Lord and our Lord is happy with us. Angel will come, angel of mercy will come down and they will say, أخرجي راضية مرضية عنك إلى روح الله ورضوان. That exit this body. The angels of mercy will come down with the white cloth from heaven, made out of silk. And this is the coffin. And this is only the person who is dying can see. People around, this is not their time. Only the person who is about to leave this world, he will see the angel. He will communicate with the angel. And they will say, leave this body. Why? Because you are happy with Allah and Allah is happy with you. And go to all the place, go to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and go to the things that Allah has prepared for you. Allah has prepared for you. And what is that? No eyes had ever seen, no ears had ever heard, no hearts had ever thought of. This is something Allah has prepared for those. أُخْرُجِي رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً. And if it's those who did not do good action in this world and who kept it so late in their life and they were deceived by shaitan and they delayed, they didn't change anything in their ways and death came to them, the angels of punishment will descend and they will say, أُخْرُجِي, get out of this body. مَسْخُوطَ سَاخِتَةً مَسْخُوطَ. You have been cursed and you'll be punished. This is at the time only that person who will leave this world, he will experience this. My brothers and sisters, we still have time. We still have time to fight our desires, fight our nafs. We still have time to fight with shaitan. Islam is very simple. Islam teaches us all the good things about this world and in the hereafter. Islam teaches us how to deal with people, how to deal with our neighbors. All the things that was taught by our beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this, he is uswatun hasana. He is our model, role model. He is our celebrity. He is everything to us. Whom? Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say we love Allah, but are we fulfilling His commandments? We say we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then are we following his ways? We say shaitan is our biggest enemy, but what are we doing? Are we staying away from his ways or are we following his ways? We are going against what we are saying, my brothers and sisters. When we say we love Allah, we need to try, and if we fail one at the beginning, we try again. We fail again, we try again. This is why brothers and sisters are here. This is why families are here, to help each other. Where Allah says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Allah says, help each other in birr and taqwa, in piety and in good things. وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. But do not encourage or help each other. عُدْوَانِ, إِثْمِ, in sins. all the things that will take a man towards haram, could be anything. My brothers and sisters, before death comes to any one of us, we must make sure that Allah is pleased with us. And Allah says, for you to make sure Allah is pleased with you is follow your beloved Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we don't, we say we love our Rasul, but are we following his footsteps? We say we love our Habib, but are we following the ways of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's very easy to say the word, utter the words, but are we acting upon what we are saying? My brothers and sisters, it is important, the smallest of deeds, the smallest of deeds, let it be good deeds or bad, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh them. This is why, before that time comes to us, if you ask anyone in this room, in this masjid, or anyone downstairs, what is the date of birth? They will say the date of birth like this. Even children you ask, they will say the date of birth. Anyone, let it be the kings, let it be the rulers, let it be, you know, the most educated or uneducated, the poor, the rich, you ask them, they will say the date of birth. They know. But let it be the rich, the poor, the strong, the weak, you ask them this question, do you know when's your date of death? When's your date of death? This question we ask to people, when's the date of death? No one will be able to answer that question. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. When calamities befalls you, أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةً قَالُوا, what do we say? What is the advice that is given in the Quran? Inna lillahi, that we all belong to Allah. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un, we are amana, we are trust from Allah, have been sent down to this world. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. We are best of all nation. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, we have been taken out for the benefit of this ummah, so that we call people towards good and help each other from bad. This is this ummah. This is this ummah of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what, as a Muslim, as an ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much have we acted upon the sunnah? How much have we acted upon sunnah? وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ, we are amana of Allah. وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, and to whom? To Allah we will all return. And this is death. This is death. We rely at those time of difficulties and calamities, we put our trust in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an eye-opener for every single one of us, that today we are burying someone, tomorrow someone else will be burying us. And this day is to come. My dear brothers and sisters, May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give me the ability to act upon what has been said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to act upon what has been said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to make this change from today, inshallah. Is everyone ready to make this change, inshallah? Inshallah. Because we do this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we all return, and we do actions to please Allah only. Inshallah, after Jumu'ah Salah,